So just out of curiosity, Sarah, if this tumor were ER positive, still node negative, would you bring up post-adjuvant neratinib?
I would bring it up and probably would recommend it, but would not use pertuzumab in that situation.
Well, that's interesting. So Angelo, I see you're thinking about, or you would use paclitaxel trastuzumab in this patient, although it is a little bit larger node negative tumor. What's your thinking and what situations, Angelo, are you using adjuvant pertuzumab?
Well, actually, we tend to use adjuvant pertuzumab mainly in patients with node-positive, ER-negative disease. This is a patient, actually, that could have been eligible for the APT trial many years ago, a few years ago, and we know from the APT trial updated results that these patients are doing quite well with paclitaxel trastuzumab. I'm not saying pertuzumab should not be considered at all. I'm just saying that I tended to use pertuzumab mainly in patients with node-positive disease.
So, George, we also presented some node-positive situations. So we said, in this case, a patient with two positive nodes, ER-negative, HER2-positive, and it looks like the vast majority of the audience is using pertuzumab, and actually a small minority are actually including an anthracycline. We asked also about post-adjuvant neratinib in this situation, so ER-negative, but two positive nodes. And actually, a third of the audience would recommend neratinib in this situation. In contrast, our faculty, although uniformly going for pertuzumab with a couple people using an anthracycline, and no neratinib. George, can you comment?
Sure. Well, I think first thing to say is that the neratinib data, while it's positive, and I think truly positive, is in a setting where absolutely no one got pertuzumab. My answer to the neratinib question was posited based on the fact that I gave pertuzumab as the adjuvant treatment. If I had not, then I think it would certainly be reasonable to consider neratinib. But we simply have no data for neratinib in a pertuzumab setting.
So again, we flipped the case and said, okay, same situation, two positive nodes, Mark, but now the tumor's ER positive. And it's hard to think of other situations where ER is affecting choice of therapy, at least in the early stage, with HER2-positive disease. Here we see now 42% of the audience saying they would use, not that many more than with the ER-negative. However, when we asked the faculty, everybody except you said yes. What's your kind of thinking right now, Mark, about neratinib? Are there any situations where you use it?
In the higher-risk situation, we use a lot of pertuz, and as George just said, and I'm not clear that if you use the pertuzumab, you get incremental benefit from the neratinib, and another sort of extended period of time with potential toxicity is challenging for me. So that was why I answered that way.
Hope, here's a real case of a patient one of the docs had, 44-year-old woman with a 5-centimeter tumor, gets 6 cycles of neoadjuvant TCHP. She does well, but she has significant residual disease. We already talked about the issue of pertuzumab in this situation, but the other question is post-adjuvant neratinib in patients who've gotten neoadjuvant therapy, Hope. How do you think that went through? Because I don't know how many of those patients were actually in the ExteNet study.
There were a few percentage of patients who got neoadjuvant therapy, and certainly the approval is for either neoadjuvant or adjuvant treatment, but I think, you know, this patient has ER-negative disease, and although I don't believe that there's a link between who should get neratinib and pertuzumab, I don't make that same link because I think they work very differently and that there are preclinical studies from Kent Osborne and others that suggest that these oral tyrosine kinase inhibitors can in some way overcome some resistance in ER-positive disease that's also HER2-positive. So it makes some, I think, scientific sense, and this is ER-negative disease. Even though the approval is overall, it's really that subset that's so striking, just like I tend to use capecitabine in ER-negative, triple-negative, you know, triple-negative disease and not ER-positive disease. So in this situation, it's complex, and what I, you know, the 3 positive nodes are really what put her in a higher risk situation, and I think one of the issues for a 44-year-old woman in this situation is whether or not she should receive an anthracycline, and then also we're hoping to see the results of the NSABP trial that looked at trastuzumab emtansine, or TDM1 in that situation as well. And of course, there are a lot of novel HER2 therapies that may be used in this setting also.
So just to clarify though, for example, if this patient were ER positive, would you consider neratinib?
Yes.
Though it was, so you kind of look at it the same way as adjuvant.
Absolutely. So, and actually most of our patients who've gone on neratinib have gotten neoadjuvant therapy.